Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dan's Health Talks. I'm glad you're with me today, and I have one of my favorite guests with me. I have Stu Tomp, and he is with the best CBD oil company in the country, in the world, I guess. I mean, it's CV Sciences, and the name of their product is Plus CBD Oil, and you can see it all over. Here in Oklahoma City, I see it in health food stores. It's in a Mega Health. It's in Meridian Nutrition. Dotson's over in Norman, Green Acres, just everywhere, Aikens. But what surprised me is I walk into Homeland, and there it is behind their desk where they sell, customer service deal. And I went, wow, you got all CB Sciences products and stuff. You see it everywhere. So I had their spokesman with me, and that's Stu Tomp. And Stu and I have been doing radio together, we think, from probably about 98. I started radio in 97, very early on, right in that area. And he's been with different companies. But Stu, we're really on a very strange, unusual time. It's almost like we fell into a parallel universe, and or some kind of sci-fi movie, what's going on. And I keep thinking, I can shake my head and I'll wake up from this. So how you doing, buddy?
Well, no, the same thing. First of all, Doc, Dan, my friend, it's so good to hear your voice. And I have the same reoccurring situation. I think maybe people can relate. I go to sleep. I think I'm okay. I do sleep, not as well as I think I'd like to, but I do sleep. It's just as I wake up and I start to realize that it's still here, that we're still in this situation, it's been a reminder to me to get back to the basics. And you told me last time I was on with you that you've also returned to the meditation, the prayer, not like you gave that stuff up, don't get me wrong, but you've tripled down on all the fundamental basics of nutrition and attitude and behavior to steer your ship. So I'm me too, same exact thing. And I thought today, because I'm on drive time talk radio all across the country, that some of what seemed like the more basic stuff is now really relevant, because I always want to bring the best science to your show because of the way that you think. However, I'm reminded that we're all so scared now that we need to get back to the basics. So listen to this. I did this morning. This is Drive Time Radio. Listen to this. During the past month, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration Disaster Distress Helpline reported that they received more than 22,000 calls and texts from worried, anxious, and depressed Americans seeking assistance. Doc, this represents an 891% jump, 891% jump in call volume compared to 1 year ago.
Well, you know, I'm sitting in a building right now. My podcast studio, my recording studio, is in a building called Skills to Change, owned by Robert G. Smith. And Robert, I consider the world's expert on relieving stress. You can go on YouTube. He's been up there for years. And go to Faster EFT, or go to Robert G. Smith, go to his website. And there's thousands of YouTube videos, or I don't know if he still has that many up there right now or not, of him, because he changed a little bit of the way he did it. So he may have edited way down. And but getting rid of traumas and fear and everything in people. So I've had to go back. I've learned it from Robert, and I had to go back and use it along with meditation, along with these not bilingual. What do you call them? Where
the biennial beats.
Yeah, I'm using one for sleep, one for other different things.
Yeah.
And there, one is speaking to your left side of your brain, and one to the right side. And all that. And
yeah,
I go to sleep.
Harmonic resonance, right? For coherence, right?
Uh-huh.
Brain coherence.
Uh-huh. And then I have a lot of different things I've developed over the years and practiced and taken, worked with gurus and everything else on different forms of meditation. So I'm applying a lot of those, and different ones work at different times. If my mind is racing, I look for the space between my thoughts. I slow the thoughts down by trying to watch the space between them. And if you really and your mind will start judging the stream of thoughts, and you realize that's part of the stream of thoughts too. So you watch that, and it quietens way down. That's one way of doing it. It's actually, I learned it from Krishnamurti's books, but it's really also a Buddhist technique of watching that and to become a close observer. Then you find that you're not your thoughts. You're something separate from that. And then mind gets
Doc, real quiet. Dan, you make me so happy. I just love you so much, because if people that listen to your show regularly could kind of, you know, this might not be fair with me saying this, but I live out here in sunny San Diego, California, and there are a lot of people that profess to do the things that you've done your whole life. And so I just love the idea that at the end of the day, it's about practice, it's about behavior. I don't care what anybody says. Do you actually do these things, right? You described meditation more eloquently, more efficiently in a shorter period of time than most gurus that I've ever met. So thank you for being an example. And that's why I thought the basics, not just that, but like I was looking on my basic radio show I do, like we don't ever talk about tryptophan anymore. We don't feel like you need to. But did you know tryptophan is not only important for nitrogen balance, but your body uses tryptophan to make niacin, which is essential to making serotonin.
Yeah.
So that's a nice, simple example. If you don't eat, you're not going to feel good.
Well, I take 5-HTP because it works. It's the upscale or downline version of tryptophan, and it works faster. I take 500 to 1,000 milligrams before I go to bed, but I also take a product called Invigorest, which has this fantastic GABA. It's the Russian version, where regular GABA, it doesn't absorb very well. This GABA aminoburic acid, 4-amino, it's a real long name, but it is effective. And I had been without that for a long time because of the blockchain problems of getting certain stuff. And boy, I went, oh, God, I forgot how good this stuff is. I mean, it really helped.
I just use that as one thing on my basic radio show. Like, here's another one. Fiber. We forget how great fiber is.
Well, Come on. I'm a low-carb guy and been eating low-carb for a long time. Didn't seem to want to stop my stomach from getting bigger. But it used to work like magic. But I decided to go back and start eating some little small green apples. I mean, grannies. Little small grannies. Not the medium size, but the small ones. And I realized my brain really needed that little bit of sugar. I could do that 2 or 3 of those small ones in a day, and my brain really went, oh, thank you, because it changed the flora in the gut.
Yes. Yes, I was reading today, listen to this, in Mongolia, these people have such massive nutrient deficiencies, and they're people that are going out of their way right now to try to eat this Mongolian, you know, cave person diet, you know, meat-only diet.
Yeah, we adapt diets that other people are going, this is the only thing we can get. Oh, well, yeah. But
and they're like, they're good.
You know,
so I think it's a reminder. I hate to just want this one thing I heard the other day. Eat less, more plants, right? Eat less, so eat. Don't gorge yourself so much, and just eat some more plants. How's that for something we can all do, right?
Yeah, I do some weird things because I'm a bachelor right now and my girlfriend's not living with me at the moment. So I'll take a whole Ramon lettuce stalk, whatever you want to call it, and just wash it off and eat it like a person would eat an apple. Because I want to fill myself up with something that's healthy but not doesn't have any calories to speak of. And if I want the munchies at night, that's one of the things I'll grab. And stuff.
That's fantastic. I'm going to do that. Just munch it on some cabbage in the middle of the night.
I used to do that with dill peppers, but I'm not sure. They may be high in lectins, and I'm not sure that's a good idea. But I used to eat a lot, just eat those like apples.
Well, that's interesting. There's a dance, you know, all of those little anti-cancer lignans, they're part of the reason why, like, the anti-malaria drugs work, and even some of the traditional Chinese medicine, because they've got this weird antiviral property to them, those lignans. So I think it's really a dance between pro and antioxidation and nutrition and anti-nutrition, right? And sleep and awake and energy intake and energy output. And I love hearing what you said, just munching on the lettuce there sitting in your kitchen at night, because guess what? Food is medicine. So we're back to those basics. We can really help people right now, Doc. I think going back to nutrition 101, it's never been more important.
Well, I want to throw something else out, though. I could have gone down to the store, and I should have, but I guess I was being cheap. I get my CBD, my Plus CBD Gold, straight from Stu. He sends me some. And I had been without it for about 2 months. So I got to find out what it was like to be without it after I don't know how many years of taking it. And when I added it back in, I went, oh, yeah, that helps. That's nice. And I'm learning these things. This whole thing with the blockchain, trouble with delivery, and all this mess that's going on has caused me not to have quite the pattern I normally have that allows me to take things for granted. And then when I don't have them and then I come back to them, I go, oh, yeah, this is something. So that's what I also found with the plus CBD Gold. I take one in the morning and one in the evening, and it's also added quality to my thinking and my life. So anyway.
Now, this is the newest thing is at that dose, what it's really doing is it's directly infecting, in a good way, interacting with the gut microbiota. So CBD is actually changing the production of neurotransmission in the gut. Because remember, CBD, unlike THC, doesn't speak to the get you stoned receptor, right? It doesn't fit in to the lock. The key doesn't fit in the lock. So they've been trying to figure out how does CBD work then? And they can't figure it out, but they've recently learned it influences that gut microbiota. So if you're actually eating fiber, you're staying hydrated, you're not taking too many antibiotics, if any at all, right? You got the fluoride out of your water. I mean, this is critical. That's how you're going to maintain optimal lipid signaling. If the gut is not healthy, there's no way you'll ever be healthy, right?
No, that's exactly right. I saw a deal, and this is gross, folks, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Yeah, I know this is lunchtime for a lot of you, but there was a lady who had really bad Crohn's disease, and they couldn't do anything for her. I mean, they tried everything, and I saw this on one of the science shows. And so they were taking a person with a healthy gut, taking the fecal matter from the person with a healthy gut and put it in capsules. And the lady swallowed like 15 capsules of some young guy's slender marathon bicycler fecal matter stuck in capsules. And by the next day, she was better. She just in a few days, her gut had totally transformed, and she's done with Crohn's disease after suffering from it for years. That's
what happens when you actually get sick, right? You get it into your body, especially when you get it into your gut, and you can create total immunity. That's why it's even better to get something than even to get sort of a vaccine. But that fecal transplant stuff, they've been doing that with endocannabinoids and animals and showing the effect of changing the gut microbiota, taking that fecal matter out of one animal, putting it into another animal, and correcting things like multiple sclerosis. So we're going to look at that gut-brain axis as the second brain. It is. You got to feed it the right food and everything that we've been telling you over all these years. It's no longer a dress rehearsal. This is how you survive the zombie apocalypse.
That's right. And they're just after your flora. Be careful when you see a zombie.
Yeah. No, Jay, you're ready. The media, and how's this? The media and the fear want your flora. Don't give it to them.
Well, I'm going to say something, folks. Normally, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I had pretty good abs, not as great as they were when I was younger, but not bad. And then I had, I got a black mold infection, and which I don't know why they gave me, and then I got a bacterial infection in my lungs. I mean, I was dying. And they gave me heavy antibiotics. And then I had a minor operation. It wasn't that minor, but I was asleep during it, so it seemed minor. But anyway, and had antibiotics again. After that, my gut really expanded. And we know that. We've always talked about they use antibiotics to put fat onto animals and to make them crave carbohydrates. Folks, when you have to get really, really smart if you're taking antibiotics or have taken them in the last few years, because it's not easy for your gut to rebuild that flora once the bad bacteria builds up. You're supposed to have about 3.5 to 4 pounds of good bacteria in your gut, and we're talking about probiotics, and about 0.5 pound of bad. In our society, it's a reverse ratio. And so you really have to get smart. So with all that I've known, I still was having trouble getting them back. That's why I started eating a few granny apples every day, because they're really good at helping build that. Also, fermented food like kimchi is excellent. True sauerkraut, it means it doesn't have any vinegar in it. It's not made with vinegar. It's just made with distilled water and salt, sea salt, and that's where it gets the sourness. Fake sauerkraut has vinegar in it, so always check that. Stu?
What about Metamucil? Right before we go, how about Metamucil? If you don't like sauerkraut, you can take that. Drink water, Metamucil. Pray, breathe.
You can, but
CBD. Check us out on YouTube, too.
I prefer products like Renew Life's Triple Fiber. It has a variety of
different products. I was trying to be cute when I said that.
I'm not a big fan of psyllium, but some people are. And so, anyway... Folks, Stu and I normally talk a lot about CBD, and it's very important for your gut, and we're going to learn more and more how it does that. But we just wanted to give you as much information as we could of how to get your mood back up and feel better, and cut the sugar, cut the carbs, eat more vegetables, eat a little bit of fruit, like blueberries, really good for you, and strawberries, some granny apples. I'm choosing those for a reason, because they're antifungal too. Now, we've gone really long here, Stu, but I'm really glad we've done it, and we've given people a lot of information here. So we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you, Doc.
Ultimato Restore may be the most phenomenal product I've ever seen in the nutritional world. It is phenomenal what it does to the mitochondria and how that changes everything. Now, I want to see everybody taking it, because it will literally, I believe, add years to your life, and you'll reverse things that may be suffering from for many, many years. So call 301-526-0600. That's Roger Hill. Tell him that Dan Soloway had you call, and you'll find what I'm talking about. Give it a month or two, and your life will change for the better. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this. It's a work in progress, but it's come a long ways in a short amount of time, thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Gene Smith. I am a neuroplastician, a behavioral engineer, and I know how to help you to change those memories. Knock strokes off your golf game, end the pain of your life, free yourself from post-traumatic stress, improve your life in all kinds of ways. So come and check out my website, skillsofchange.com, and if you're really serious and you want to stay in control of your life, give me a call, 405-917-5258. There is a better life waiting for you.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and I'm sure you just heard the interview I did with Dr. Larry McDay. And he really knows the ins and outs of diabetes, because he is a diabetic. That's what brought him into this world, into the nutritional world. Is at one time he weighed 350 pounds and took off 150 pounds deliberately. After he found out he was diabetic, he woke up in the hospital in a coma. This is many years ago. We're talking about over 30 years ago. And they told him he only had about 5 years to live. Sold his photography practice that he had going at the time and decided to get into the nutritional world. He had had a medical background and got into the nutritional world and saved his own life. Those kind of people that come into this alternative world because of some problem they have are usually the best. they understand it inside and out. And so I really have a lot of respect for Larry knowing the ins and outs of diabetes. And I recommend him to that people that are dealing with diabetes or blood sugar to get a hold of him, because he knows the nuances of what you need to look for. And a lot of things your doctor does not know to look for. I hate to say that, but there, even a doctor here in town that I have a great deal of respect for, when I got home and looked at my blood work, I went, oh, wow, he missed this deal on thyroid. He missed that he wouldn't look at the TR3. He was just looking at T3R instead of just T3. He was counting it as being the same, and it's not the same. T3R is a reverse form of T3, which is the active form of the urothyroxin that the thyroid produces. And if that is high, that means you have adrenal fatigue and you're not getting enough thyroid. But taking more thyroid is not the cure. You have to deal with the adrenal gland. So what Stu was talking about on stress is so important for your glands. And there's other tricks I'm going to give you real quick on stress. Now, sometime soon, maybe I'll be able to do it very soon. A program that I developed many years ago, I didn't develop it. I was a teacher, and I was the youngest teacher, in Alpha Dynamics. And it's a type of autogenic training that is deeply relaxing. I still use it myself a great deal, and I recorded it and had it on an old website, so people just listen to it, and it'll take you through a deep relaxation. And if you want to set goals with it, it gives you a space to envision the future the way you want it to be and everything else. But right now, I'll tell you some other things you can do. One yoga trick is you take your nose and close off one nostril and count up to one to four. Draw in the breath, but you breathe from the belly, not from the rib cage. You push the belly out and pull it back in. And that is a relaxing breath. You breathe from the rib cage, that can be anxiety causing. So you breathe from the rib cage, you get it up there, you close off both nostrils. Again, somewhere between two and four, you hold the nostrils. Then you blow out the other nostril. So let's say you come up the left, you close it off, and you breathe out the other nostril. Then you close it off again, a count of four. Then you breathe up, let's say the right nostril, you hold it. Then you breathe off the left. You start concentrating on that, and it's very relaxing. It also activates the right and left hemisphere of the brain by going from one nostril to the other. So that's another benefit, which can be very important. You may be functioning too much in one hemisphere and not taking advantage of the information you can gather from the other. Now, an old trick that I'm trying to remember the name of it, is doctor wrote up, a progressive relaxation response, and you tighten your feet and you hold that tension in your feet, and then you relax them. You sort of breathe it out. Then you tighten your calves and you hold that tension, and then you breathe it out. You do the same thing with your thighs and then your glutes, and when you relax them, you just feel let the tension flow out of your body, go through your abdominal area and your low back, and the chest muscles and the back muscles, neck, arms, you know, all the way down to the fingers, and then the facial muscles, and then you relax. That is a good technique for people that really have trouble relaxing. I use a different technique. I just envision the feet, and when I breathe, I imagine them sort of getting larger, and then they go back, and then I come up to the ankles and then up the calves, and I used to practice that, and that would take me in a deep level. And if you want to, you associate it with a positive word. Each breathing in and out may be love or joy or peace. Very, very effective technique. So I wanted to give you more information on how to de-stress. There's so many good things you can do now. There's so many programs you can download. And I wear these earbuds, as I told Stu, for sleep. But I also have it for other things. And it puts you in a really positive state. In fact, if you go to my website, Dan's Health Talks, my friend Twyla Wilson has a deal up there for Alzheimer's, but she also has this AO scan, That is a phenomenal thing. It's like something right out of Star Trek. And so I highly recommend you connect him with Twyla. If you know anyone that's dealing with Alzheimer's, she's a person to talk to. She's been trained by a doctor who really knows how to turn it around. This AO scan, everyone ought to take advantage of. It's phenomenal. I'm just amazed by it. And I want to get it done again and see where my levels of improvement are. Now, folks, we have more to talk to you about, but I want you to start practicing letting the stress go. And another technique that I told Stu is I just watch my thoughts and I look at the space between the thoughts and the words. And when I look around a room, I'll look at the negative shape between objects. Like if you hold your fingers, you see the space between them. And if you look at a winter tree, you can see the spaces that are outlined by the limbs. Those is another way to shift over to your right hemisphere and relax. Folks, we'll be right back. Folks, there's a number of different CBD products out there. So many, everyone jumped into it. But the company that was one of the first and the best is the one that I use because I know the purity and the efforts they go, and I know the research, and I know because they use it in an oil base and the way they do it, it will last 4 or 5 times longer in my system. And yet, because they're so big, they're able to give it a very economical price. And that CV Sciences, and their products are plus CBD oil. I use the gold, and I also use the red sometimes if I have some peripheral pain going on. Fantastic products, folks. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend 5 times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I want to make you aware that there's a new website for the show. It's very simple. It's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. Find leads on where to hear this show again, the podcast. You're going to be able to look at things I may have talked about, go directly to those companies, read their books like Doug Kaufman or Dr. Kaz Ingram. I'm really pleased with this. It's a work in progress, but it's come a long ways in a short amount of time. Thanks to my friend Twyla Wilson. Again, it's Dan's Health Talks, D-A-N-S, healthtalks.com. So share this information, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, if you're just tuning in right now. And I want to always tell you that you can find this show over on iHeart and Pandora. You go to iHeart.com. or Pandora.com and go to the podcast, then put in Dan's Health Talks. You may have to look a little bit, but you'll find it there, and there'll be over 70 shows there at this time. It may be 80 by or more time you start looking for these. And so right now I have Dr. Larry McDay with me. So what I love about this, maybe you find my show 6 months after I've done this. Well, there you can find what he has to say. And Dr. McDay is a doctorate in nutrition, PhD in nutrition, as well as a naturopathic doctor, and he's taught a lot of us around here. I've taken classes with Larry for off and on for many years. He's my sounding board here in Oklahoma City, and he does a lot of counseling with people. He has his own nutritional lines that he's, to get the quality he wanted, he had to put together his own stuff. Not to say there aren't some good things in the health food stores, but generally speaking, they're not a doctor's level of therapeutic nutrition and supplements. And so he has that. I'm going to talk to him about that in a little bit. But I want to take advantage of him talking a little bit about what does he do. Let's say you have a heart patient And either let's look at two different things, Larry. First of all, I want to thank you for being with me. And
well, you're welcome, Dan. I'm always glad to be here. Good day to you.
Well, good day to you too, buddy. We talk all the time, so it's sort of like, oh yeah, I got to pretend we're just starting this conversation, folks. So, but congestive heart failure, which is what my dad died of, and my mom died of a heart attack. They died 4 months apart. I think my dad's congestive heart failure and my mom's heart attack. But let's take the congestive heart failure, describe what it is and what you would do with that, and then we'll look at heart attacks.
Well, you know, it's an overall picture of every bit of health problems that we have, and it's really a systemic type situation. You can put a name on it, like congestive heart failure. You can call it diabetes. You can call it any name that you want to, but what we have to look at as a total picture is especially about oxidative stress and inflammation in the body. That's the key to staying healthy. And again, we can talk about nutritional supplements and all the things I do, and I want to do that, but I have to make sure people understand the way that most people actually get a disease or a problem is not really some bug coming along and jumping on you. Sometimes we do have a viral problem or bacterial problem, but really most people have a lower immunity system, especially if they're overweight. The key to anything, even with the new current China virus type thing, we still have a problem that people who think they're going to do well succumb because of their diet. Now, I just don't want to talk about this the whole time, but again, you mm-hmm. can't go out and eat the junky food out there, and people think, well, I eat this, I eat gluten-free. Well, let me tell you about gluten. There's only about 4% people that really have a gluten problem. And so people say, I eat gluten-free, so that means there is no wheat involved. Well, you should avoid all wheat at all times, period. But a problem that arises that causes this problem, especially something that would involve the cardiovascular system as the chronic heart failure, is, again, the wheat, the oats, the rye, the barley, the corn, the potatoes, all the things that you could name are extremely poisonous to your system. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to eat like a monk in the monastery someplace, but you do have to eat sanely. And again, people that have the particular disease that you mentioned really have to watch their diet. They don't have to be a diabetic to have blood sugar problems. And again, from a naturopathic point of view, you know, of course, I've got my medical background, but I went over to the naturopathic side about 25, 30 years ago. Again, we have to look and pay attention to it. Believe it or not, medical doctors will scoff and laugh and throw things at me, but where it really begins is in your pancreas. You have a poor diet. That poor pancreas has to churn out insulin to help get the glucose or the sugar into the cells for fuel. But again, it wears itself out because you're feeding it sugar, sugar, sugar. A lot of people don't understand that. They drink orange juice. They think it's healthy. Yeah. No, it's diabetes in a bottle, whether you have diabetes or not. It's blood pressure in problems in a bottle. You cannot eat glycemic foods, sugary foods, things like you think, even an orange. A lot of people with some of the diseases that you've talked about and mm-hmm. syndromes or whatever you want to put a label on will eat, and they think they're doing well. Oh, I eat fruit and vegetables. I eat gluten-free. We're still doing it wrong. And so we have people come to the office, and we run some tests that's included in the initial consultation. And even follow-ups, we're always going to watch for nutritional deficiencies and imbalances. And we find those right off the bat. Now, we talk about this on every radio show I'm on, but again, people can't seem to grasp, but the real problem in everyone's health is a poor gut system. Your gut and your brain are connected primarily through something called the vagus nerve, but there's other avenues, other communication processes mm-hmm. going on as well. You've got to fight this inflammation. You've got to fight this glycemic response, and you can lower those things and do some things sanely, and you can change your health primarily with diet change and some good nutritional products that are specifically utilized for your own individual health concerns. We can't walk in, pull something off the shelf, say, oh, you've got diabetes, here, take this bottle of stuff. Oh, you've got whatever disease you want to name. There is really no complete answer for walking into the, I'm not putting down health food stores, but those most of those products, let's put it that way, most of those products actually are made from oil type products that actually do very little to help your body.
Wait,
if
Larry.
You're lucky.
Let's explain what you mean that, because there's good oils like fish oil, coconut
That's
oil.
True.
Thing.
We're talking gasoline type.
Yeah, we're talking about petroleum.
Even that, you know as well as I do, even when it comes to essential fatty acids, there are good essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf, and there are a lot of dangerous essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf because they're rancid, they are collected in a wrong manner, they are processed in a wrong manner, and they actually can cause more harm. You know, the two famous ones that people talk about are the omega-3s, and that's DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, and a word that a lot of people can't pronounce, including myself, epiphenoic.
I'm glad to see you have trouble with that. I don't even try to say EPA.
Even though I teach that thing and I speak two or three foreign languages, that's a hard word. I have to look at it to say it. I can't pull it out of this old memory bank and say it correctly. But either way, we'll go with EPA and DHA. But a lot of people don't realize if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you have a nervous disposition, good ratios of those essential fatty acids have been found in a lot of good studies to help with that. There's no magic cure that I do or any medical doctor does or anybody else. There is no such thing, but you can tailor make your nutritional protocol and your diet plan, if you want to call that proper food eating, and you can change your heart problems, your diabetic problems, whatever you want to name, if you are compliant. But you know, in class we've talked about many times that we have people come in with lots of money. Sometimes they're ready to cure themselves overnight, which can't be done. And I always say you've got to be compliant. It's not up to me. I can make these products up for you, I can tell you what to eat, but you go out and cheat on your diet every time you turn around, or you fail to take the nutrition proper ratio and proper time frame, you're not going to be doing anything but wasting your money.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem in this industry is, folks, many years ago, Dr. Paul White was President Eisenhower's doctor, but he got his medical degree, I think, around the turn of the last century, or two centuries ago, I guess, around the early 1900s. And he figured out, he did his thesis on that there was this new disease that people were grabbing their left arm and falling over dead. And it first showed up in England, I believe, may have been here in the United States, and it came out in the medical journals. So he did his study on that, and he determined it was white flour and the development of processed sugar and flour. And at the time, it was about 10.5 pounds of sugar that people ate a year. Now, in 1860, but it was already getting up there to over 100 pounds. Now it's about 160 pounds or more. And people like Larry and I don't eat any sugar, so someone's eating our sugar out there.
Exactly so. And that's the thing. What people need to understand, Dan, is that you might consider something not so sugary, for instance, like a piece of bread. Okay, but what I call air bread, just that little cheesy piece of bread that you get, whether it's white or multigrain or whatever thing that leads you down the path, the primrose path to eat wrong, has normally someplace right around 22 grams of carbohydrates.
And it'd be sugar in 20 minutes in the body.
That's right. Those carbohydrates are nothing more than sugar when you get down to it. Yes, they have added sugar, and that bread might only have, 2 or 3 grams of sugar. So, that's low sugar. But you have to look at the carbs, and they break down, and most of those things are quick to react in the body. For instance, you can take 2 French fries and eat them, and if you have a blood sugar monitor that you, again, you don't have to be diabetic, but let's say you have one, you take your blood sugar right before you eat, after you've had those French fries, take it 5 minutes later, and you'll find your blood sugar has gone sky high, diabetic or not.
Wow.
Now, so-called healthy people can go ahead and say, what's 15 or 20 points? Well, even on a non-diabetic, 15 or 20 points above what should be good. And your blood sugar should average, I'm talking about non-diabetics right now, for good health around 90. Well, most people don't do that. Most people are on the cusp, on the penumbra of being a diabetic. And yet the doctors say, well, you know, we got to watch what we eat now because your fasting blood sugar right now is 110. I wouldn't want to be 110. Yeah, it's not above to be counted as
full-out
diabetic diabetes.
Yeah.
But you've got to be cautious with all the glycemic foods. Doesn't mean you have to be so strict you can't enjoy life. But use some common sense. We have diet plans, food plans, all sorts of things to help you get through and absorb not only the food you eat, but the good nutritional products that we make up for you.
Now, Larry, we're really gone long here, but I want you to tell people, because you have some phenomenal supplements, and I've been taking them for years, but tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, my telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 627-1964. That's 405-627-1964. That's a cell phone number now, and you can text me there as well.
And he can do counseling long distance. I mean, I don't care if you're in another part of the world and you hear this. There's a way of doing it, and he has a way of testing you and everything else.
I have patients in Colorado. I have Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have them all over the United States, and we can do most things by phone and some by mail where we do the testings. We just take your samples that we need by mail, and we can do the same consultation that we do in office by phone as well.
Well, Larry, thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Good to talk with you.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a number of different CBD products out there. So many, everyone jumped into it. But the company that was one of the first and the best is the one that I use because I know the purity and the efforts they go, and I know the research, and I know because they use it in an oil base and the way they do it, it will last 4 or 5 times longer in my system. And yet, because they're so big, they're able to give it a very economical price. And that's CV Sciences, and their products are plus CBD oil. I use the gold, and I also use the red sometimes if I have some peripheral pain going on. Fantastic products, folks.
Hi, I'm Robert Gene Smith. I am a neuroplastician, a behavioral engineer, and I know how to help you to change those memories. Knock strokes off your golf game, end the pain of your life, free yourself from post-traumatic stress, improve your life in all kinds of ways. So come and check out my website, skillsofchange.com. And if you're really serious and you want to stay in control of your life, give me a call, 405-917-5258. There is a better life waiting for you.
You've heard me refer to the Fox Legacy product called Restore. It's a phenomenal product. I mean, unbelievable. So is the Rejuvenate. The effects we're seeing with people, the case studies are really amazing, folks. I mean, it's like miracles, and I'm not exaggerating. I keep shaking my head going, is this really true? I want you to check this out. I want you to use it because it'll change your life. Use the Restore and Rejuvenate, especially if you have joint problems. Call 301-526-0600. 301-526-0600. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here today. I know we're getting towards the end of the show, but I think we've had a lot of good information provided to you today, and that's always been my goal. And that's why I also love the podcast side of this show, because that information doesn't disappear. You may be a new listener. Someone may just told you about this. You tune in and go, oh, wow, there's some good stuff there. And you want to go back and listen to others. I had a young guy, he's a few years younger than me in high school. His older brother was one of my best friends. And he said, my wife and I found you. They were over in Tulsa. I'm here in Oklahoma City. Found you on iHeartRadio. And we've been going through all your shows. They've been listening to all of them. And I'm going, wow, that's cool. And so they were going through about 60 shows. And they came over and did some counseling with me. And I, too, do counseling. just like Larry. Larry is very, very good. He has his areas, and I have my areas of that I really excel in, and that's how it usually goes. One of the things that I wanted to mention that Larry would like to have got in with him a little bit more, and he knows it real well, is on congestive heart failure and almost every disease, I found the major way of turning that around has to do with the mitochondria of the cell, the energy level of the cell. Now, diet is detrimental to that, but it also, when you have a lot of mitochondria, you always wonder why there's some people to get to eat almost anything they want, and they stay slender and have plenty of energy, and then the rest of us unlucky souls eat something and we go, oh, I got to go take a nap. Well, that's a drop of blood sugar. But if they have a lot of mitochondria, that sugar is burning it. Athletes have a lot of mitochondria, endurance athletes especially, have a lot of mitochondria energy that will burn up sugar and give them a high metabolism. Very, very important. The best product I've ever seen that's turned around things that I never thought was possible, I would have never believed it was possible, is a product called Ultra, U-L-T-R-A, Mito, for mitochondria, Restore. Now, to find that product, it's sold through Fox Legacy. They have another rub-on gel that for people who have joint problems or skin tags and different things like that, just phenomenal product. But this Restore product is just phenomenal. You go to Fox Legacy, F-O-X-X, Legacy, on my website, .com, and go over there, or go to Fox, two X's, Restore.com. There you can link over to that, and you can order the product. And I'd get the Rejuvenate Gel, too, because they're really making a great deal. Fantastic product. I use it two or three times a day. So you go over there, and when you talk to Dale, if you want to order it, tell him that I sent you. I like them to know where the information is coming from. But, folks, a month or two of that, I don't care what your problem is. There may be cases that doesn't have any effect, but I haven't seen that yet. I've seen things that shouldn't happen that are happening. Just unbelievable what Dr. Elliott had done. Now, getting that mitochondria is so important for heart health, especially we're talking about congested heart failure. It affects everything, folks. So a strong heart is totally dependent on mitochondria, but so is a strong brain. It's dependent on mitochondria. Now, I was making a point with Larry when he was talking about diabetes, about Dr. Paul White. I didn't quite get to conclude what the point was. Dr. Paul White, who said 20 years after society is exposed to the standard American diet of processed food and sugar, they'll get diabetes, arthritis, inflammation, they'll get obesity. I think there's a couple other things he threw in there. And he didn't know at the time, but that also is a link to Alzheimer's. They call Alzheimer's the third form of diabetes. And so there's a number of things. But you wouldn't think inflammation, but it is. So anyway, years later, people said, I wonder if Paul White was right. So they found societies that never knew anything about the standard American diet. And then as our society spread out, in other words, they found Polynesian societies and stuff that are pretty isolated, and other areas of the world that were isolated that ate a certain way. And then they started finding that when they started eating basically what we call the standard American diet, sugar and some of the fast food and everything, sure enough, obesity, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, inflammation of the joints, all started showing up. So learning how to eat along with supplement is the key to health. That's why I do this show. I want you guys not only to live long, a lot of medicine will make you live long. I want you to live well. I want you to feel good. I want you to sleep well. Talking about sleep, that Invigorous product that's on my website, you got to try that. I was without that for 2 or 3 months, got it back. It's given me the best quality sleep. God, everything else I tried was good, but the melatonin and 5-HTP and all that, but nothing like Invigorous. Folks, we'll be back next week, but check out my website, danshealthtalks.com. You can, then my phone number's there if you want to do nutritional counseling. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.